Throughout his entire life, Captain Munderlin has always found a way to persevere.
Oh yeah, that's something definitely that I always try to overcome is the odds against me and, you know, against my size, against anything, you know, when it, you know, come to me. I'm a guy that's a firm believer. You know, if somebody doubt me saying I can't do something, I can show I go out there and show them that I can. And I've been doing that my whole life. Being a 7-round pick in the NFL, don't supposed to make the team. You're supposed to be a practice squad guy. You know, went out there, ended up being a nickelback for the Carolina Panthers, and, you know, 7 years later, I'm like, look at me now. I'm still in the NFL, still, you know, playing at a very high level. So I'm definitely a firm believer on if you believe something, that you can do it, you can achieve it.
He's a fighter, a believer, and a man who has never let anything derail his dreams. From birth, the Vikings cornerback has faced adversity. Born 3 months premature, and growing up in a rough part of Mobile, Alabama.
It was tough. You know, I can sit here and tell you that it wasn't, and I'll be lying to you if I tell you it wasn't tough. It definitely was tough. It was a situation when my dad died when I was 6 years old. And like I said, I could have used that as an excuse. Like, you know, my dad died when I was six. I didn't have a role model in my life. I'm staying with my mom. She's a single parent. And, you know, I could have been doing some other things, things that wasn't right. You know, and my brother was in and out of jail, both of them. And my brother ended up getting a murder case. And it changed the whole family life.
He got inspiration from his mother as the family dealt with the death of Captain's father and his brother being in jail.
I'm a firm believer in if it wasn't for my mom, you know, being put in different situations, I wouldn't be here today. You know, she was tough on me at a young age. She made sure that, you know, if I had to be at football practice at 6 o'clock, she made sure I was there at 5:50, you know, a little earlier. She stayed on me even tougher. When my brothers got in trouble, she said, no, I'm not going to let this one, you know, get in trouble. This is my baby boy, and he's not going to go down the same road that my other brothers went to.
Staying off the streets and watching his mom overcome countless hurdles, Munderlin took what scouts considered was a small frame and became an NFL cornerback. But being drafted in the 7th round in the 2009 draft, most would consider his chances of surviving in the game a long shot. Yet he survived, and after 5 years in Carolina, he signed with the Vikings as the key free agent acquisition in the 2014 offseason. But his first year in Minnesota wasn't what he dreamed it would be.
I know last year I wasn't playing, you know, my way. I was trying to go out there and, you know, just compete, trying to make everybody else plays and wasn't, you know, focusing on my job. So I had to go back to the drawing board. I had to talk to my coaches and see what I had to work on. And they gave me some things I need to work on in the offseason. And I came back this year. I'm focused and I'm ready to roll.
But much like he's done his entire life, Captain won't let a little adversity get him down. He found a way to overcome a disappointing season last year, with a standout season thus far in 2015. Teaming with Xavier Rhodes and Terrence Newman, Munderlin has again been a shutdown defender on one of the best defenses in the NFL.
It's definitely a blessing, you know, in disguise. I always look at it, you know, a lot of people wrote me off like, oh man, he's the worst free agent signing that the Vikings ever had in history. And I was like, man, I look at those clippings, they motivate me. It motivated me. I looked at those things like, okay, you know, I got something for everybody this year. I'm going to go out there and show them. You know, I just try to motivate myself in that. So I try to do different things in the offseason to get my mind prepared for this year that we have. We have an amazing year. Got a lot of football left, and all our goals ahead of us. So I'm excited about this. I'm just ready to see where this team's going to go from here.
To achieve his dreams, Captain Munderlin had to overcome countless setbacks, roadblocks that few would have been able to conquer. But if there's one thing he's learned in life, it's how to persevere and find success, no matter what the odds. Every tragedy and obstacle that hit Captain and his family only fueled his desire to succeed. And now the one all thought was never going to make it is still there, proving any doubters wrong.
I'm just truly blessed to be put in the situation that I'm in today. And I don't take anything for granted at all. Defending the odds my whole life, my whole career in football, being a 7-round pick, they say I'm too small. Last year, it wasn't me. It wasn't me, and everybody wrote me off. So this year, I'm getting over that hurdle. I'm taking that next step. And that next step is, you know, to help this team win football games.